Queensland defers Star Casino suspension for 6 months. Star Entertainment Group will continue operations at its Gold Coast Casino for at least another 6 months after the Queensland government postponed a planned license suspension. Attorney General Deb Freckelington announced the delay, which pushes back the suspension date to September 30. The move comes after a 2022 external review that initially recommended pausing Star's license due to significant operational failings. More time for remedial commitments. Freckelington said the extension grants the company more time to fulfill its remediation commitments while allowing the casino to stay open. Quote, "The government has made it clear that our expectations have not changed and the Star must progress its remediation. Based on the advice of the special manager, we are satisfied the Star has been continuing to make positive progress under the agreement." Deb Freckelington, Queensland Attorney General. The Star Gold Coast was originally scheduled to have its license suspended for 90 days beginning March 31. The 2022 review revealed that Star encouraged individuals previously banned by police in New South Wales and Victoria to gamble at its Queensland venues. It also cited a problematic corporate culture and marketing strategies that prioritized attracting business, which contributed to these issues. The review warned that these practices put the casino at risk of infiltration by persons about whom the Star had reason to suspect were likely to have been involved in criminality. Casino to undergo continual evaluation. Nicholas Weeks, the appointed special manager overseeing Star's operations, will continue in his role through the end of September. His oversight is part of the government's effort to closely monitor the casino's progress. Freckelington also spoke of the importance of restoring public trust and confirmed that the government will continue evaluating Star's efforts throughout the deferral period. Furthermore, she warned that the deferral does not prevent the government from taking action if the casino fails to meet its obligations. However, in positive news for the casino, in his latest report, Weeks acknowledged that Star's leadership has taken active steps toward remediation. He praised the casino for making progress in a short space of time and in challenging circumstances. Earlier in March, Star confirmed it was in talks with Salter Brothers Capital over a $940 million refinancing plan, following a trading halt on its shares.